From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A powerful suicide blast in a Quetta, Pakistan hospital Monday killed at least 70, wounded more than 100, most of them lawyers. They had gathered to mourn the killing of a provincial bar association president following a drive-by shooting. Terror analyst Greg Barton of Australia's Deakin University called it a sophisticated attack.
I think, though, that the most disturbing aspect about this attack is just how common it's become. Pakistan has probably lost more than 50,000 people to terror attacks since 9/11, in the 15 years since then, and it's probably had an economic impact of around $100 billion. So the situation is almost out of control.
A faction of the extremist Pakistan Taliban, Jamaat-ul-Ahrar, claimed responsibility. It said it was also responsible for an attack in March aimed at Pakistani Christians in Lahore, in which more than 70 were killed. Several dozen people, by one account, more than 90 were killed and hundreds wounded when Ethiopian security forces opened fire on anti-government protesters across Oromia and Amhara regions over the weekend. Authorities, who blamed what it called illegal protests on foreign enemies, blocked social media access since Friday. Protests earlier this year were sparked by a now-abandoned plan to expand the capital, Addis Ababa, into outlying Oromia farmland. They persisted with the prolonged detention of opposition leaders. The United States has proposed a 4,000-person-strong regional force authorized by the UN Security Council for deployment to South Sudan's capital, Juba, provide security and prevent attacks on U.N. bases. The draft resolution would augment the existing U.N. peacekeeping mission and impose an arms embargo on those who block the deployment. This is VOA News. In Syria, government-allied forces and rebels poured in reinforcements to the embattled city Aleppo after a rebel assault captured most of a military complex and broke a three-week siege of rebel-held districts. Meanwhile, tens of thousands are trapped in the city. The UN Security Council said they must not be cut off from outside aid. Samantha Power is the U.S. UN ambassador.
As we meet, humanitarian access to eastern Aleppo remains cut off by fighting, and it is possible that it will become difficult to get humanitarian aid to tens or even hundreds of thousands more people in western Aleppo.
Meanwhile, the medical charity Doctors Without Borders said at least 13 were killed in the bombing of a hospital in rebel-held Idlib province. A UN committee has expressed concern over the fate of four Burundian lawyers who may face disbarment for providing the committee information about alleged torture in the East African country. The UN Committee Against Torture last month heard allegations of killings and torture of opposition figures by the ruling party's youth wing. The U.S. Monday expressed concern over extrajudicial killings in the Philippines as the Southeast Asian country pursues a war against the illicit drug trade. Elizabeth Trudeau is a U.S. spokesperson.
As you know, and you've heard us say many times from this podium, speaking broadly, is we believe in rule of law. We believe in due process. We believe in respect for universal human rights. We believe fundamentally that those aspects ensure and promote long-term security. We are concerned by these detentions, as well as the extrajudicial killing of individuals suspected to be involved in drug activity in the Philippines.
Since President Rodrigo Duterte came to power in June, hundreds of drug suspects have been killed by police. International carrier Delta Airlines is recovering slowly following Monday's multiple-hour computer system failure that delayed or canceled at least half its global flight operations. Charlie Loetcha is a travel analyst who asked what happened to backup plans.
I find it hard to believe that one outage in one spot in Atlanta can shut down their entire worldwide network. The very first thing we all learn is that if you are going to work with computers, back up your data.
Last month, Southwest Airlines suffered 2,300 cancellations and thousands of delayed flights when its computer system collapsed. In day three action at the Rio Summer Games Monday, America's Lily King won the women's 100-meter breaststroke, while U.S. swimmer Ryan Murray captured gold in the men's 100-meter backstroke event. Japan's foreign minister Tuesday summoned the Chinese ambassador to lodge a protest over an increasing number of Chinese vessels in waters near disputed East China Sea islands. The number has risen to as many as 13. Fumio Kishida demanded the ships leave, warning their presence escalates tensions. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.